Welcome back to the Country Boy Podcast by Super Motivated Smith. Namaste, everyone. What is namaste? Namaste is basically a positive affirmation that means I am. I will go more in detail about what namaste means in another podcast. But today, my podcast will be mainly focused around health is your wealth. It's been a while since I did my last podcast. We have experienced COVID in 2020, snowvid in Texas, which means we wasn't ready for that at all, and record-breaking rainfall throughout 2021. Right now it's July 2021, and it's still raining on and off like every other day. It's almost like a monsoon. But all I can say is I'm blessed to be alive. And I'm appreciative and grateful to be where I'm at in life, period, point blank. Let's dive into my topic today, which is health is your wealth. A lot of us chase money and think that money is everything, but at the end of the day, your health is what matters. But don't get me wrong, money can make your life very comfortable or very complicated, depending on how you approach life and your world. Money can also put you in a great position to feed your family on how you want and when you want. Today, my main focus is to share what supplements I use on the regular. Now, I don't use these supplements every day, but I definitely use them consciously, depending on my mood and how my body feels. Proper food for body and mind equals good health. If we don't have proper food for thought and proper food for our bodies, we cannot enjoy peace, good health, or happiness in our heart. We must treat our brain and body hand in hand, which means if we are not thinking clearly, we are probably eating bad food and vice versa. If we are thinking clearly, we are feeding our bodies the right nutrients it deserves to live a long and healthy life. Your brain and your digestive tract work hand in hand. You are what you eat, and I know plenty of us heard that term before, which means if you're eating like an animal every day, you're devouring burgers, steak, pork, eating fast food every day, etc., then most likely your mental and your body will form like an animal, or you'll just be out of shape and feel bad, and you will feel depressed and all the above, you know, like. We know if you eat bad, you don't exercise, and you're not a person that don't like to exercise, most likely you're going to get out of shape. And, you know, that's another discussion. So, you might want to try to detox your body at times when you're eating like that. Now, I'm not saying I'm no nutritionist or I'm no, you know, person that knows everything about how to eat the right way. I'm just telling you things that I've experienced and what I have done in my life through trial and error. Trust me, I'm not judging you. And just like I said before, and I'm reiterate this again, I'm not judging you and I'm not a nutritionist, but I do know if you don't eat to live the right way, you'll definitely pay for it in the long run. This is what I do and how I manage my daily intake. I consciously eat what I want, but at the same time, I pick and choose what I eat throughout the week. For example, I might eat chicken and turkey Monday and Wednesday, and on Tuesday and Thursday, I eat like all vegan meals to balance out my digestive system. And on the weekends, I eat what I want. So to each his own, depending on your lifestyle, but just know this is what I do. Sometimes on the weekends, I eat out. Like, eat out at a restaurant. You might drink a little, you know, little alcohol, you know, here and there. But at the same time, I know at the start of that following week, I know I got to do what I got to do to make sure that I'm, you know, intaking, that I'm eating the food that I know that's going to, you know, help my body recover from the weekend, because like I stuff like that. Now, I don't do meal prepping. I think that's to the extreme sometimes, but you know, to each his own. Like I said, I'm not judging. So I try to balance my food intake as much as I can, from a conscience point of view. I try to eat what I know that my body can digest, because if you're not using the restroom every day, then that's not a good thing, and you don't want to get to that point. And that's another story. So sometimes I implement intermittent fasting, which is a daily time restriction feeding, to help me digest my food regularly, and it helps me be more disciplined as for my urges for sweets or my favorite foods I know I'm not supposed to be eating because of stress or boredom throughout the week. So I try my best to do the intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting can be anything, and you can look it up for yourself. You can research it. Intermittent fasting is basically mean, like, sometimes I don't eat breakfast on purpose so that I can eat like a medium-sized lunch or a big lunch, or sometimes only eat once a day. But the once a day that I eat a big meal probably toward the end of the day. I probably snack throughout the day. But I probably, most likely, I'm not saying I'm probably, but most likely I eat lunch and dinner. And then sometimes I only eat like a big meal on dinner, and I snack throughout the day, but I only eat one big meal for dinner, which means if I eat one big meal at dinner time, it could be around 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. And I try my best, and I'm still working this, and I try my best to try to eat before 8 o'clock p.m. so it give my time, my body time to digest the food. And usually if I eat too much and I get too full, I try to walk it off. I try to go walk for about 30 minutes and make sure, you know, my food is getting to where it needs to be so it can digest appropriately. Now, I'm going to share with you some health supplements I use from time to time to help with my overall health. Now, it's up to you to research these supplements and use, you know, for your body type. Now, at this time, you can, you know, get a sheet of paper or take notes, or you can pause this and go get a sheet of paper and write these down, because these supplements are great. These supplements is what I got from, these are what I've been using over time since I moved back home in 2017. So I've been using most of these supplements since 2017 up until now, which is 2021. The first thing that I want you to write down is Irish sea moss powder. That's I-R-I-S-H, Irish sea moss. It's a powder. They have it in other forms as well. I believe they have them in capsules, and they have it in like a gel. You can also mix it in your blender with fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. Lemon and ginger tea. Moringa tea. That's M as in monkey. O-R-I-N-G-A-T. Moringa tea. I use dandelion root tea. That's D-A-N-D-E-L-I-O-N root tea. That's real good. It has good benefits. Like I said, I'm not going to go into each one of these supplements that I take, or each one of these herbal teas that I take. I'm not going to go into the benefits. I want you to research for yourself so you can kind of make your own judgment on what you want to use. I use chamomile tea. That's C-H-A-M-O-M-I-L-E-T. That helps with relaxation and stuff like that. Like I said, I'm not going to get into all the benefits. I use turmeric powder. That's turmeric. That's T-U-M-E-R-I-C powder and spices. Like, you can use it on your food. You can use it. They have it in capsules. It's used for pain, like joint pain, muscle pains. It helps with that. I use milk thistle. That's milk. T-H-I-S-T-L-E. They have them in capsules. I also take zinc. Z-I-N-C. that's for your immunity system. Elderberry, I can take the syrup elderberry. They have gummies elderberry. They have capsules elderberry. Yeah, elderberry is in some of the things that I put in my health tips podcast previously. Elderberry can be in like them little shots, them little health shots that you know have in the produce section in HEB. They have elderberry in there as well. I also take the kelp. That's K-E-L-P. Once again, that's K-E-L-P. Kelp capsule. I also take kava root. That's K-A-V as in Victor. A K-A-V-A root. That's a sleep aid and stress. And it's natural. Just know that I do work out, but I'm still working on myself mentally and physically. So with all that said, as I take these supplements and I'm taking these teas and I'm drinking it, you know, throughout the day, I do work out. I'm still working out on myself. That's mentally and physically, like I said. Our goal in life should be to evolve as a person, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So by doing that, with eating proper foods and fasting, which is intermittent fasting, or you can fast different ways. You know, you can fast 2 days, 3 days, to 30 days, depending on how your body deals with it. While you exercise, son. But I wouldn't recommend you fast and exercise. So if you fast, make sure you don't exercise, because you need your energy when you're fasting. Because sometimes when you're fasting, you don't eat. You're just drinking water throughout the day, whatever and you can look that up as well. You can research fasting, different types of fasting. Like I said, I do intermittent fasting. Just make sure you don't exercise when you do fasting, because that's not healthy at all. But with fasting, that would definitely, you know, give you more discipline, and then it will help you, you know, it will help you with your urges. You know, when you want to eat, when you got a sweet tooth, everybody say, man, I got a sweet tooth. I want to eat sweets. I want to eat this. I want to eat this. Or, you know, impulse, you know, when you just see stuff and you want it, like the food, for example. So remember, your health is your wealth, not money. Thank you for listening, and please share on your platform. So thank you for listening again. Stay motivated, and I'll see you next time.